The Parliament today has finally approved the last stages of an EU-Canada air transport agreement. What that means is that any European airline or indeed Canadian airline can originate where they want and fly to the other countries, like in Dublin. You've seen an expansion of connections to Canada following this agreement. We recently had Aer Lingus announcing a direct link all year round to Montreal. You can fly to Vancouver, Ottawa, Toronto as well. And of course it works vice versa as well. So both blocks recognise safety arrangements, passenger security, movement of aircraft within their airports. It's all agreed at behind. So it allows for more commercial activity, which indeed is good for consumers and good for business as well. And this follows on as well 1 year after the Canadian trade deal has been agreed between the European Union and Canada, and that has removed barriers in areas just particularly in the food and drink area, which has been very valuable for small businesses in Ireland. So all in all, it just gives you an example of the benefits of a bloc negotiating an air transport agreement such as this that can benefit consumers and benefit visitors. And of course then when we look to the potential of Brexit, we will be without this agreement, and it will take some while to get to that point again with the UK. So the Canadian agreement was first initiated in 2010, and here we are 8 years later when it's finally in place. So it gives you just an insight into what is involved in ensuring that you do have cooperation in the air transport area between two economic blocks such as this.
And we tend to associate North American tourism with the United States, but Canada is a very important partner for Ireland.
Yeah, Canada has been, and we've seen an increase in visitors from Canada ourselves, and it is important from a tourism point of view, from a business point of view, and that's obviously the airlines see that, and you can just track the increase in connections between Dublin particularly and Canada, and that just gives you a sense of the value of an agreement such as this, what it means for tourism, means for businesses, and indeed for consumers in general.
Yeah, and that Dublin facility really is opening up the market to international travel to an extent we probably haven't seen before.
No, well, you can see Dublin Airport is booming, but I think the connections to Canada are very interesting because you're right, it's something that we haven't seen before. But it's following on from the success of the Canadian trade deal and now the transport arrangements. We'll see more and more connections to Canada, which is a very important market for us. And it's often described as a European country in itself because so many immigrants in Canada, well, strong French speaking, a lot of Greeks, a lot of Irish there as well. So it is very, very European. So we have a lot of common interest between the two blocks.
Can the regional airports benefit from this, you think, within Ireland?
Well, absolutely. The scope for airports, for any airport, but it's up to the airlines or to them to seek the airlines and to develop the connectivity. At the moment, we just see it's from Dublin and from Shannon, actually. There are some connections to Canada as well. So it's important for regional connectivity as well. And any connections onto this island, very important option for businesses and for consumers.